Мистер Фишер сказал, что наш мир находится в серьезной опасности именно из-за ядерного оружия, которым обладают многие страны. И в этой ситуации ему непонятна позиция Америки, которая не разрешает другим странам, соответственно, разрабатывать ядерное оружие, но сама в то же время ничего не делает для уничтожения своего ядерного оружия. И это может закончиться тем, что наша планета вообще будет стерта с лица. Вообще, то есть исчезнет. И нужно что-то делать, это рискованно, конечно, но нужно уничтожить все ядерное оружие, и только таким образом, это, конечно, рискованно, только таким образом мы сможем выжить в дальнейшем.
Спасибо большое, мистер Фишер. Наше время, к сожалению, подошло к концу. Мы желаем вам здоровья, поправиться, восстановиться. Надеемся на то, что мы еще неоднократно с вами будем связываться, ну, и надеюсь на то, что вы оставите свои координаты.
So, Mr. Fisher, it's a pity, but we haven't got time anymore. So we just want to thank you for our interview and to tell you that you should recover from the prison. Just to you should have a good mood, and just would like to thank you for this interview.
Let me just say one more thing about the nuclear reactors are also insanity. They should all be closed down. The United States was actually encouraging countries to build nuclear power plants starting back in the 50s with their Atoms for Peace program, right? And now they're all upset that Iran and North Korea about their nuclear power plants. They started it all. The U.S. started it all. All this nuclear madness was started in the USA. You know, it was all started off with a letter from the Jew Albert Einstein, I think, to President-elect Franklin Roosevelt back in about 34. He sent him a letter telling him that he should build an atom bomb, you know. And he started, the U.S. and the Jews, they started the nuclear madness. They are to blame for it. The U.S. should make a grand gesture now, destroy all their nuclear weapons and close down all their nuclear reactors. And that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to destroy all their nuclear weapons according to the non-proliferation treaty, right? The U.S. and Russia and the great powers, they're supposed to destroy their weapons. And they cannot use this nuclear non-proliferation treaty against other countries when they themselves have violated it. They cannot say North Korea is violating it and other countries are violating the nuclear non-proliferation treaty when the U.S. itself is violating it by not destroying their own nuclear weapons. That's the reason these other countries signed it, because they were told this is a way to get rid of nuclear weapons forever. If you agree not to build your own weapons, the great powers, Russia and the U.S. and China, are going to get rid of their own nuclear weapons, you see? That was the bait to get people to sign, so to get countries to sign, so countries signed it. And now the U.S. says, well, you're bound by what you signed. Yeah, but the U.S. also signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They have to keep their part. They haven't kept their part. I'm sure if the U.S. will unilaterally destroy their weapons, nuclear weapons, and get the ball rolling, other countries will follow suit. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes. Mr. Fisher, you have been USSR so many times. What do you think about Russia today?
What do I think about Russia today?
Yes.
I think Putin is doing some very good things. As I say, this war in Chechnya, I would like to see a peace made there. But I think he's doing some very good things regarding these robber barons and trying to restore law and order there in Russia. And I hope he succeeds in some of the good things he wants to do, and I think I think things are improving, especially compared to Yeltsin. Yeltsin was just a drunkard and a criminal working for the U.S. He was ruining the country, you know, absolutely mm-hmm. destroying the country. And I don't like what Gorbachev did either. But Putin, I think he's a mixed bag, but I think he is doing some good things, and I think his heart is in the right place, you know.
Uh-huh. Mr. Fisher, what's your future prospects? That's the last question. What's your future prospects?
What is my future
prospects? Your plans for future.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing about Putin. I think, as I say, he's a mixed bag. I think, you know, he's trying to accommodate the Jews too much. He went to that opening of that big synagogue in Moscow, and then he went to this Auschwitz memorial, you know, about the Holocaust, which is rubbish. There was no Holocaust, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all made up. So but I think he means well overall, you know. But what did you say about my plan? What did you say about me?
I mean, what's about your future prospects? What are you going to do in future?
Well, I want to play Fischer Random Chess. That's what I'm really hot to play this game. I think this is really a vast improvement over chess, and mm-hmm. it's really an exciting game. I'm ready to play anybody if the price is right, if the money is mm-hmm. there, you know.
So you play alone on your chess, or with whom are you playing?
No, I don't play with anybody right now, but I want to play. I'd like to play a real match, a Fischer Random, and I have a special clock I want to use with a voice synthesizer and many special features, you know. And I want to play Fischer Random Chess. I think it will really set the chess world, or even you could say the mm-hmm. world, on fire. It's really an exciting game. It's much, much more interesting than the old chess. It's really a fresh game. It's a game of skill. It has nothing to do with memorization, you know. I think this is a game that time has come, and I'm ready to play even the criminal. I'm ready to play him too, Fischer Random, you
know? Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Fischer, how can we connect with you in future? Maybe you can give us your mobile phone or email.
Oh, on the air? Are we on the air or what?
No, I mean, could you give us your mobile phone and email?
Yeah, are we still on the air now?
Mr. Fischer, we're not in the ether now, not on the radio. Could you give
us... Oh, not on the radio now. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, when was the interview over? When was the interview over?
It's over in 1 minute.
No, we're still on the air right now.
No.
Oh, you mean they're just talking, but we're not on the air.
No, you were on the radio 1 minute before. Just for me, could you give your mobile phone or email, because I'd like to communicate with you in future.
You can call the hotel. Maybe you call me back and we'll talk about it, okay, later, okay?
Okay, yes.
When you leave the radio station, okay?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, the interview's over now, no?
Yes, right. Thank you very much, Mr. Fischer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.